Hi, this is Off the Clock, KBIA's occasional look at arts and culture in mid-Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. To tell the story of Rich Hill, a poverty-stricken rural Missouri town where their parents grew up, two first cousin filmmakers have spent more than a year documenting the lives and families of three teenagers who live there. Filmmakers Tracy Droz Tragos and Andrew Droz Palermo are in the home stretch now with their documentary feature. KBIA's Harum Helmy talked to the cousins about the isolations of rural poverty and how they hope their film can help engage the public on a rarely discussed topic.
I'm Tracy and...
I'm Andrew, and we're co-directors and co-producers of a documentary film called Rich Hill. Rich Hill is about an hour south of Kansas City.
We are also first cousins.
It sounds like you guys have been saying that a lot lately.
That in part why we're doing this film is we have a family connection. My grandmother was the third grade school teacher. Well, our grandmother was the third grade school teacher, and our grandfather was the mail carrier. It was just a very, very important part of my growing up.
And so over time, you and Andrew have kind of observed that Rachel isn't doing so well.
Yeah, it's emblematic of a lot of towns across America. I mean, it's not unique to Rich Hill, but, you know, the coal mines closed several generations ago, and then, you know, little by little, businesses close. There's no industry. The jobs really are around the school. So people who live there and are out of work really don't have much opportunity to advance and support their families. And the circumstances and conditions for the kids living there can get quite dire. You know, for the most part, there's a lot of untapped potential and hope. And especially, at least for one of our boys, his heart has not been broken yet, you know, and he still dreams of being able to do brighter things with his future. But there's not a clear roadmap for how he's going to get there.
The film focuses on three teenage boys.
But yeah, Andrew is a really athletic boy. He's kind of an all-American kid, and he has a twin sister, and there's a lot of love within the family. Harley is really charismatic, and his mother is in prison, and he lives with his grandmother and four generations of his family. And Apache is a really, really bright kid, very sweet. He's kind of a kid that perhaps you might think looks really tough, but he is just like the nicest, sweetest kid and just brilliant.
You guys spent, what, a year with him?
We spent over a year. I think we really found our focus about a year and a half ago. We've kind of simplified it by saying 1 year, but we've been working on the film for over 2 years now. So,
what was it like to kind of... You know, you started as strangers, of course, and I mean, it's not like a natural thing where it's like a friendship or anything. You know, you're documenting their lives. Like, what was it like to know three families that well?
That's a good question. I think we both very much fell in love with all these families, and in turn, Andrew and Alyssa, the twins, they, you know, say they love us like family, and Andrew writes me on Facebook and, you know, rides me about getting a girlfriend. And, yeah, we certainly didn't approach it as becoming friends, but we really did grow very close with these families, and I'm anxious to continue our relationships with them.
You know, when you do this, I think the hardest part for me also is turning the camera off. I want to keep visiting them, you know, every 6 weeks. Finally, when we decided, okay, we've been doing this now over a year, it's time to turn the camera off, that was the hardest part, because I do miss them and so much enjoyed the time that we'd be together. There was a lot of stress and a lot of ups and downs, but we've continued our relationship, and you know, I'm happy to have been able to continue to support the subjects in our film. Andrew got in a little trouble, a brush with the law a few months ago, and I was able to get on the phone with the sheriff in town and with several different people. This was not in Rich Hill. Uh-huh. And eventually all the charges were dropped, but it really brought home how these kids are kind of under the radar for people, and they're, you know, they might even be seen as just sort of throwaway kids and people that you know, are easy to dismiss. And, you know, as soon as Andrew became known in this context as a person of interest, you know, that somebody cared about him, somebody was looking out for him, then suddenly the tune changed and, you know, and all the charges were dropped. And it's just it's striking. And, you know, you can't do that for every single kid out there. But maybe through this film, we can touch many, many more kids' lives who we, you know, don't get to visit with and don't get to continue a relationship with, but can help out just the same. I mean, the thing about rural poverty, and, you know, it's not that urban poverty, you know, stories shouldn't be told about that, but, you know, just don't forget kids in rural America too, because the circumstances of their poverty can be particularly difficult. The isolation, the fact that, you know, it's, there aren't, you know, counselors there in town who could support them. You know, one of our subjects has to have somebody from Kansas City drive down to him and then drive him to another community. And then only then does he get to speak with a therapist on a television. You know, these kids don't have resources nearby. They are isolated. And if they don't have a car and they don't have, you know, the parents don't have gas and money for gas, you know, it's a different America for them.
So, and now you're kind of in the home stretch of finishing the film. You're asking for donations and you're starting a Kickstarter. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
We're on a track, hopefully, to play Sundance in 2014. We'll submit in the next few weeks here. And right now we're in the midst of a Kickstarter campaign to help find finishing funds for this film, because after not only the editing, which is course expensive, we have to do color correction and sound design and mixing and mastering, and we have to put it to hard drive, and we have to, you know, pay for festival submissions and DVDs, and it's a very expensive process. And so right now we're crowdsourcing this and asking people to join our team, basically, and help finish this film with us.
Yeah, and the other thing I'd say is that, you know, we've made a beautiful film. We've chosen to shoot on a very high-end camera. And, you know, we feel like these kids and their families deserve a beautiful film. And we don't want to kind of do this halfway. So, you know, we have ideas to make this be as beautiful a film as possible.
To watch the trailer of the film and check out the crowdsourcing project, go to richhillfilm.com. That's Off the Clock this week. To hear more stories from Off the Clock and others from KBIA, go to kbia.org. Have a good weekend.